Bhuta Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Exciting moment in the Mahabharata, in the history of the world. At that moment, before the armies of both the Kurus and the Pandavas, there was the Bhagavad Gita spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. Very interesting. Only 700 and some verses, 18 chapters, but this Bhagavad Gita has a wealth of spiritual knowledge. It tells about the laws of karma, about the spirit soul, about the Supreme Person, about the spiritual world, about reincarnation. It has many, many wonderful topics. So the Bhagavad Gita is considered by most Hindus as like the Bible. That is the essence of all the Vedic literatures. It's the creed. In the glories of each chapter, as spoken by Shiva to Parvati, these glories of the first chapter are also mentioned. Although there's not too many instructions in the first chapter, more like setting the scene. Even then, the chapter is considered to be transcendental, and it tells about Krishna and Arjuna, so it's a very important chapter. So there was I forget who he was. There was a person who was. He had done some sinful activities. So as a result, he was born as a bullock. That means a castrated bull. So he was purchased by one very poor man who would go from one flea market, one bazaar, to another. And he would take the goods he would sell with him on the back of the bullock. So sometimes he didn't feed the bullock, he didn't take very good care. He was forcing the bullock to do a lot of hard work. So the bullock was in the hottest day of the year in the month of May in India, and May, June, and he was foaming at the mouth. He started spinning around. His head was reeling. He was feeling very, very weak, very bad. He fell on the ground. And just about to die. He was so thirsty and so tired. One lady in the crowd, she saw this poor bull suffering, and she said, "I give half of my good karma to this bull. Let this bull be saved." So when he died, and then his atma was taken to Yamaraj, and he was told that because one lady has given half of her good karma to you, so you are now going to take birth in a Brahmana family. Are you going to take a birth in a Brahmana family? So there he was. He was born in a Brahmin family. When he was 9 years old, he wanted to find out who is this lady. She got so much good karma that she gave away. Most people give donations, money or food to get good karma. You don't find people who give away good karma. So he was curious, who is this lady that helped him? And why does she, how does she have so much good karma that she's giving away? Like, how many of you would like to get some good karma, you see? Of course, the devotees will want. We want rather to get Krishna's favor. But anyway, this boy, he was very grateful how he was blessed by this lady. So he went looking for her. And it didn't take too long to find, because he was born in the same area. So there he found the lady lived at a certain place. So he went and he knocked on the door. Hello? She was surprised. Who is this stranger boy at her door? What can I do for you? He said, well, you remember that cow, that bullock? You gave half a good karma to that bullock to save him. That's me. Because of your good karma, I got born in a brown family. So she said, wow, oh. So I'd like to just talk to you for a few minutes, if you don't mind. Okay, come in. So he said, first I want to thank you. You gave me a good karma. So as a result, I could take a birth in a human and a brown family. Second of all, I would like to thank you. I would like to know, how is it you have so much good karma you're giving away? So this is quite unusual to find someone who is giving away a good karma. She showed her parrot. I have a parrot. This parrot I got from some rishis. Someone had sold it to me. He got it from some rishis. So this parrot knew by heart the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So every day she would hear the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So this, because of this, she got lots of good karma from hearing the Bhagavad Gita every day. There's also some story how that parrot got to be the parrot. He was some king or something, he was cursed. So somehow he became alert. But I forget the details. So then he began to chant the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and as a result, he, she, the bird, they all went back to Godhead by repeating the verses of first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So this first chapter, we shouldn't think it's insignificant. We should think that this first chapter is very important, because the first chapter is also able to liberate all the conditioned souls. So we're very happy to read the first canto of the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was in South India, he saw one Ravana who was reading Bhagavad Gita, and all the kids and the ladies from the village, they are laughing at him and throwing stones at him. So, what's that? Yeah, the thing. I saw that Lord Chaitanya, he was crying. So when you looked at it, it looked like he was crying because all the kids were laughing at him. So Lord Chaitanya said, what are you doing and why are you crying? So he said, I'm reading the Bhagavad Gita, but I'm not very literate in Sanskrit. I saw my pronunciation is not very good. So the kids are laughing at me. Why are you crying? I'm crying because I'm thinking how wonderful is Krishna, that although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he took the humble role to be the chariot driver of Arjuna. So, then Lord Chaitanya said, you are the real pandit of the Bhagavad Gita. And he embraced him. You are the real pandit because you have understood the most important teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. Hari Rao. So, Lord Chaitanya, he appreciated, you know, that this person, he loved Krishna so much. He was so impressed that Krishna was taking the role as the charioteer of Arjuna, as the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita. So he took that very, as more important than his knowing Sanskrit or other academic qualifications. Say him and they say, Hari Rao, Hari Rao, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. So this is the a secret to the a scholar of the Bhagavad Gita, is to appreciate how great Krishna is, to take a simple role like the chariot driver. Of course, in America, even the rich people drive their own car. So we go down to Orange County. We take the carpool lane because we have several people in the car. Whereas most of the cars, they have only one person. So this is the wealth in America. You can drive your own car. You can get a Mercedes-Benz or a Lexus or some very expensive car. You see, look, in India, it's quite common to have a driver. And to be driven by the driver. Most of our vehicles in Lampur have drivers. So, but here, to have a driver, very few people can afford a driver. Right? But in India, a lot of people have drivers. I would say now they have these small cars which the driver, the owner drives himself. But otherwise, before, all the cars would be driven by some professional driver. So, in my vehicle, we also have a driver. But this driver is my disciple. But he's also a professional driver. So he gets some salary to maintain himself. So the car lane wouldn't work, the car hole wouldn't work in India. Because everyone has a driver. Not everyone, but majority. They didn't have the same thing. A three-in-law is a two-in-law. Anyway. So like this, there's one a temple in the forest for this temple was visited by Kadahar Pandit, who is basically the incarnation avatar of Radharani. So he visited there. And all the people of that village, they told him, "We surrender to you. We accept you as our guru. We want you to guide us, and we will do whatever you say." So when they surrendered like that, he said, "We cannot abandon them. We have to give them shelter." So he told his secretary, "You'll stay here and guide them." But he was attached to being with his guru. So he said, "Well, how can I leave them?" But Gurdwara Pandit said, "No, no. These people have surrendered, so you should take care." So, I don't have any teachings to teach them. So he had the Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita was written on the cover by Lord Chaitanya. He wrote a verse that in the Bhagavad Gita, so many verses are spoken by Dhritarashtra, so many by Sanjaya, so many by Arjuna, and so many by Krishna. So, like, these verses are mainly spoken by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. So, this is a this is a typical of the Nimai Pandit, that he would write such a verse. Gadara Prabhu kept it with great, it was like his cherished thing. And he had Bhagavad Gita, it was personally autographed by Lord Chaitanya, where he wrote a verse on it. "Wouldn't that be something valuable to you?" So he was willing to give his Bhagavad Gita to his secretary. "You take my Bhagavad Gita and you lecture from the Bhagavad Gita." So that meant he was really serious. He really wanted to help these people. Then he said, "Well, I don't have any deity." So around his neck, he had a kale deity. Kale Krishna, which was a miniature deity-like Tota Goldilocks. So he altered that. You take my Akhil Krishna deity. This deity is not different from me. It's very dear. So he gave his own personal deity that he wore around his neck to the secretary. So the secretary had nothing to say. The guru's order was he should stay there. He should guide those people. He has a whole village all surrendered. So I went there because the Bhakti Vedanta Charity Trust, we had done some repair work. So I wanted to see what we did. And we had repaired. Jai Gornitai Ki. Jai Rukmini Dakari Rukmini Dakanath Ki. Jai Jagannath Ode Subhadra Ki. Prahlad Narasimha Ki. Wow. Who I think? Which deities? A song. What they would do, every house had their own deities, but they had one altar which was empty. So later they installed also a bigger deity, but horrible, of Radha and Krishna. So these deities would be taken by procession from the temple to the house, and that day the husband would take off wherever his work was. He would take off from it, and he would there with his wife. They cook all these bhoga. The deity would come from the main temple, come to their house, and there they would offer the bhoga, do the arti. After that, the deity would go back to the main temple. So they are still doing that today, after 500 years, or 490 or whatever it is. They are still doing that same system. And the whole village is Krishna conscious. Everyone follows this system. They all have an empty altar in their house. The deity of the temple comes to their altar and accepts the puja and the bhoga offered by the head of the house. And then the deity goes back. So it was very interesting to see. I never saw such a village before. You're here? Amazing. So, Jai Gadadhar Pandita Ki, Jai Gaur Nithai Ki, Nithai Gaur Pandita. Are there any questions? Bhakti Mo. No? Hundreds?
I wondered how many homes are in the village, Guru Maharaj.
Hundreds.
And what was the name of it?
I think it's hard for a lady wrong. A lady is some Nanda. It's like a female outside of Katra on the way from Navadi. So it's like 40 kilometers from Navadi town. Any other question?
Hari Bol, Maharaj.
Is that Krishna?
Yes, it is. The question I have is if I'm thinking about Krishna and I see Krishna like in my mind's eye, do your thoughts that you can see, do they come from your heart, or and then there's also thoughts that can come from your mind, or where do the thoughts come from?
Well, Prabhupada once said that you can offer your food, the devotees would offer to Krishna in their heart, and they would think of Krishna in their mind, and then they would offer the food to Krishna. So it's possible to offer a food to Krishna that you're thinking in your mind. It seems that some of the devotees, like the gopis, they have Krishna in their heart, and so they would see Krishna. But whether everyone has Krishna in their heart, or some are thinking of Krishna in their mind, that's hard for me to say. But if you think of Krishna in a favorable devotional way, that is also auspicious. So it's a good thing. Usually when one has a dream at that time, if the dream is very ecstatic, if one's seeing Krishna as something very intense and beautiful, usually it's a spiritual dream. If one speculates some weird thing, like Krishna's riding on a bicycle or something, maybe he had too much pizza before he went to bed.
If you offer Krishna, say, a flower in your mind, then is it the same as offering it in reality? Or this reality? Is it the same?
If you offer Krishna something in your mind, Krishna also accepts that. There's a story in the Nectar of Devotion where when Ramana was offering Krishna worship through his meditation, so that was accepted by Krishna. In fact, that meditation was the cause of that devotee to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. Yeah. So, although he was a poor Brahma, he was worshipping Krishna with golden ornaments and jewels and very opulently in his meditation. But so one day he was thinking of whether the sweet rice is too hot, because we shouldn't offer Krishna too hot. So he felt the sweet rice and he got burnt, and he woke up from his meditation and his finger a blister formed. So he wondered, how did a blister for meditation? It's on the mental platform. And Krishna was he was laughing in the spiritual world. Bring him up. Bring him up. So he was brought up to the spiritual world. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki, Vishnu Narayana ki, Nitai Gauravadne. So, hello. We got some donations. Any other question about today's verse? Or oh, going the ghost is disappearance, you know. Can I ask that over the loudspeaker?
Today is Sila Govinda Ghosh Disappearance Day. Can you say something about it?
I had the good fortune of going to what's called what's that place called? Some Ardhisa. Not under Ardhisa. It's about 25 or 30 kilometers from the Anavati Dham to the north. And it's on one island. So there, when Lord Chaitanya was traveling, he had Govinda Ghosh as his brahmachari assistant. So Govinda Ghosh had two brothers, Madhav Ghosh and Vasu Ghosh. So Vasu Ghosh is the famous kirtan singer. We sing about him in our healing arti. Kiva jayo jayo. So that's Vasu Ghosh Hari Gai. So he comes from a very illustrious Krishna conscious family. So one day Lord Chaitanya said, I ate two nuts. Can you get me some Haritaki? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, well, if you take Haritaki, it's always good for your digestion. But even your mother's affection may sometimes kill you. So, but that's another story. So, Haritaki is one of the three herbs in tree log. So, Govinda Ghosh, he went and he brought back some Haritaki. It looks like a date, but it tastes kind of astringent. So he ate the Haritaki and that helped his digestion. The next day he went to this one. What's it called? Akshadweep. When I say keep it, this is how you catch it. Keep it deep enough. If that area, when the ghost takes it, go heat up on the other. When I got to catch it, come back here. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Huh? He doesn't know. Okay, so anyway. Strange. I saw Govinda Ghosh. He came back with the heart attack. And this is a few seconds. As the Lord Chaitanya said, yesterday you took 20 minutes to get the heart attack. Today you got in a few seconds. So how is it possible? He said, oh, you see, I figured every now and then you have some indigestion. I should carry some high turkey. So I took a little extra and I carried with me. He said, what? This saving mentality is that of a grihastha. The Ramachari sannyasis, we should depend on Krishna. So you have saved the hierarchy, so you should become a grihastha. So he was like, you know, a Ramachari. He had no idea to be a grihastha. But he was told, you should be a grihastha by Lord Chaitanya. So what could he do? He took it very seriously. And Lord Chaitanya told him, you stay here and you'll become a grihastha. And so he got married. He worshipped the Gopinath deity. And he had a son. But then his wife died of the snake bite. Later his son died, so he got a little depressed. How is it, Lord Chaitanya? He told me to get married. I got married. I had a son. But the wife died, the son died. So like this, you think, why did Lord Chaitanya tell me to do this thing? And then he takes away my wife, takes away my son. So he was a bit disturbed. So the deity said, you're not making the offerings to me timely. I'm not getting the offering. Why are you disturbed? He said, well, my wife died. Okay, fair enough. But my son also died. Well, I don't want your son, alright? He said, well, you're my son, but you're not that kind of son. My son would have done the Ashrada ceremony. He would have offered a pindi to me when I left. I said, in this way, you're not that kind of son. You mean if I offer you the pindi, if I perform the Shraddha ceremony on your death anniversary day, you'll make the offerings timely, you'll be pleased. Oh yes, surely. So I call all the village leaders. So I call the village leaders, and there the deity, Gopinath deity, spoke to the village leaders. You write this in your village. Every village has a book. So you write in your book. And he gave the dictation. On the death anniversary of Govinda Ghosh, I will be taken to his tomb and I will offer the Shraddha ceremony for him as his son. So he wrote it down. And every day, every year, on this day, today, they carry the deity to his tomb. And there the deity offers Shraddha. So I went one year with a safari to see that. And the pujari pulled me in to the room. And he let me stand in the room and watch the whole ceremony. I don't have too much experience about Sarada ceremony, because usually the sannyasis don't do it. Although, I'm thinking now, maybe I should do it with my father. But it's considered a poor ashram. So, any case, there I saw the Didi, I'll think the Sarada ceremony, the Tindi for the deceased son, Vasugos. 500 years, still he's offering. So it was a wonderful thing. Many people outside wanted to see this. But some lady, one side lady, other side men, she looked in, she's watching, what's going on. So our lady grabs her by the hair, pulls her back. She looks in. It was like, wow, I mean, pretty heavy. It was wild out there. And, Ganga Das, he was my driver at the time, and became my boat. So he was acting as secretary. He was like a strong guy. He lifts weights and everything. You know Ganga Das from Italy? So he was at the door to kill out the crowds. He showed me at the end. He had so many scalp in his watch that they're like pushing it, fighting back, holding, I offered to make them two nights, barricaded fences and stairway going up. I think people could see the puja going on, but they didn't accept. But anyway, that is the Govinda Ghost. He is one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, and to this day, the Didi, Gopinath Didi, does the ceremony for his devotee. So, if you haven't seen, it's really something wonderful to see. If you can face it, all the crowds. I was very fortunate. They said that some people see the deity change from black stone to like a golden color. I didn't see that, but I felt like the deity was becoming very personal with the Govinda Ghosh and the whole situation. It was very moving. Somehow you knew that something was going on. Very, very intimate. Very nice. And although we were like in the eye of the storm, outside of thousands and thousands of people, we all wanted to see, and there were only two windows and one doorway. I was in the middle, right there, 2 feet from the deity, and it was a very, very wonderful experience. Jai Govinda Ghosh Ki, Govinda Ghosh Ki, Govinda Ghosh Ki, Goranga. Nityananda Harido. Any questions from internet? Okay, time for Mahaprasad. This side men, this side ladies, come and get your prasad. Yeah, All your kids. Ladies. Oh, thank you. All your kids.